Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
I turned a little volume control. It's probably going to make the show go a little bit better. Aloha. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, June 26, 2012. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Our phone lines are open as always, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the man is in the control room, ready to answer your calls, put you on the air when you call on in, and discuss all this crazy, weird stuff that's going on here. Just a little friendly reminder, tomorrow, Bev Harris of Black Box Voting is going to be joining us on the air to talk about the Accenture voting software that she's uncovered the source code to, and Accenture's response with a Digital Millennium Copyright Act takedown order, which isn't going to change anything. Once the code is out there on the net, it's out there on the net, and people are already tearing it apart and finding all kinds of problems and fraud with it. So we're talking about that with Bev Harris tomorrow. Also, Claire, my lovely wife, the composer, will be sitting in on the microphone to talk about her latest musical work in times of war, and what motivated her to write it, and what she hopes it will accomplish. As we put it out there on that little video, which is out there, and people are looking at it, and we're kind of very pleased with that. Now, obviously, the big news right now continues to be this story with NATO and Turkey trying to escalate shoot down of this F-4 Phantom, this Vietnam-era antique that even Turkey admits was inside Syrian territorial airspace. Syria recovered part of the wreckage of the plane deep inside their territorial waters and send it back to Turkey last weekend when it looked like this was going to go away. And all of a sudden, somebody made a phone call to Turkey and say, you may make an issue out of this. You know, this F-4, the new Lusitania, we're going to send that right in there. We're going to let the bad guys blow it up and say, oh, they had no right to. They overreacted, which is, of course, the message we're getting from Turkey. Now, for those of you who don't remember the details of the Lusitania, this was a passenger cruise ship, theoretically off limits, that was torpedoed and sunk by a German U-boat. One of the things that propelled the American people into support for going into one of the big mistakes. And Germany's position was they understood this passenger ship was carrying military arms and ammunition and supplies, which made it a legitimate target of war. Of course, the United States said, oh, no, there were no bullets or bombs on it. It was just passengers on vacation going to Europe and so forth and so on. How dare those dastardly Germans and what they did. And then, of course, not too many years ago, divers finally went down inside the hold of the Lusitania and found out, by golly, there were bombs and bullets and weapons down there. And so what the United States did is they loaded a war cargo onto a civilian passenger ship, and somehow the Germans found out about it. So they torpedoed the ship, and the U.S. huffed itself up, and how dare those Germans attack an innocent passenger ship, and we were off and running to war, which is how these wars get started. Remember Sun Tzu in The Art of War? He says all war is based on deception. And what that means is because war is dirty, dangerous, poorly paid work, you got to walk long distances carrying a lot of heavy stuff, and there's a real chance you're going to lose pieces of your body. So people don't want war, so the government has to lie them into it. The government that wants to start a war, wants to get into a war, has to lie the people into it. Oh, it was a Japanese sneak attack, or the Polish attacked the radio station at Gliwice, or the North Vietnamese tried to torpedo the USS Maddox in the Gulf of Tonkin, and the Spanish blew up the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. And all of those, of course, turned out to be lies. Lies used to start a war, like Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. So this appears to be the latest chapter in how to lie the people into a war of conquest for fun and profit. We're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about Turkey's use as a war laundry to start the war that the U.S. and Israel want. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Oh, any war, any holy, unholy. You know, good, bad, justified, unjustified, red, white, blue, peach, taupe, mauve. It doesn't matter anymore. They're so desperate for a war to get out of this economic mess they've created, to have something to blame it all on. And you probably have already seen the pundits on the financial channels are saying, well, war may be terrible and a lot of people are going to die, but you know, it's always good for the economy. And of course, that is a myth. If you go back and you study the economy of the United States of America during the World War II period, the economy did not improve during the war. It's just people had something else to think about. The civilian economy didn't recover until after the war was over. So it's a lie that war is good for the economy. In fact, it's bad for the economy because it plunges both sides deeper into debt to the bankers. They have to borrow money for all those weapons they hurl at each other. And then when it's all over, they have to borrow more money to rebuild all the stuff that the bombs blew up. And so when wars are all over, everybody's pretty much where they were before it all started, except the graveyards are a lot larger, and they are now on the hook to the bankers for the next 4 to 5 generations. Germany only paid off their World War I debts 2-3 years ago. So, of course, it's time to start a new world war. They're getting out of debt. We can't allow that to happen. Harumph, harumph, harumph. So, anyway, back to the situation. Obviously, the U.S. and Israel want war with Syria because that's the next step on their path to war with Iran. And they're using Turkey as a war laundry. You've heard about money laundries and data laundries. where you run the money or the data through a third party to obscure its real source. Well, they're using Turkey as the war laundry. It's America and Israel's war, but they're going to run it through Turkey and make it look like Turkey was, you know, the cause for this whole situation. Now, the good news here is that NATO has just finished their meeting regarding the quote-unquote Turkish crisis. And while they wagged their finger at Syria, they are not going to go into a military response with against Syria's government simply because Turkey was in the wrong. They were, let's face it, Syria understands that a lot of these weapons that these paid mercenaries are using are being smuggled into Syria through Turkey. So if you're a country that is working to undermine a neighboring country's government and you start flying your warplane inside their territorial airspace down their coast, what are you expecting is going to happen to it? I can almost imagine the flight crew for this antique F-4 walking out to the flight line and wondering, you know, why a big bullseye is painted on the airplane and Syrians suck splashed all over the vertical stabilizer. It's the equivalent of a kick me sign. So, basically, as I said before, this Turkish jet is the new Lusitania deliberately sacrificed to get the nation into war. Same thing with all these relic ships here in Pearl Harbor. A lot of people, you know, they saw Pearl Harbor and they came in and they smashed all the ships and everything. And yes, it's true, three ships were lost, all of which were already outdated junk. All the new ships, the carriers, they were well away and safe from the Japanese attack. The Japanese got suckered into it. Roosevelt goaded them into it with an eight-step plan developed by the Office of Naval Intelligence. That's how wars get started. You fake everybody out on this whole situation. So anyway, Erdogan is over there, and not having gotten the war over the jet, now he's screaming that Syria's regime poses a threat to Turkey's security. Well, that's usually going to be the result when you're violating their border to send weapons in to these paid overthrows, these mercenaries working for the private security company, who shall remain nameless. And Turkey is now saying that they're going to come in and save the people of Syria from a cruel, crushing dictatorship. You know what's funny? I don't recall Turkey making such a fuss when Israel murdered eight Turkish aid workers in international waters. You know, Turkey's response was, we'd like you to apologize, please, but you don't have to do it today, really. We don't mind. Go ahead. Same with the U.S. when Israel murdered an American on that same aid flotilla in international waters. Ran right up to the United Nations and said, we're cool with it. Israel can kill all the Americans they want. We're not going to make a fuss about that. But Turkey flies a warplane into somebody else's airspace without permission, and it gets shot down. And Turkey is like, how dare they? How dare they dare to dare to dare? So, frankly, Turkey has lost all credibility. If they're going to get in high dudgeon over serious shooting at a warplane with such a tepid response to Israel's attack on the aid flotilla that murdered eight Turkish aid workers, civilians, in cold blood in international waters. Syria may have shot down that Turkish jet, but Turkey just shot down Turkey's credibility, as far as I'm concerned on this thing. We're getting reports from inside Syria that British commandos are already in Damascus trying to encircle Assad's compound. Have you noticed, you know, anytime it's a bad guy and we have to hate them and we have to support going in and killing them, it's a compound. Compound means these are the bad guys. Remember when the U.S. government gassed that church full of women and children down in Waco, Texas, with a poison gas that's actually illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war? And the news was saying it's a compound. No, it's a church. No, it's a compound because they're evil people. You're not allowed to say that evil people live in churches. They're in a compound. I'm sure to the other side, that little secure zone around the White House is a compound. That's basically a propaganda word, a compound, because it has negative connotations, like bunker. Now, over in Egypt, we're still seeing all these competing analyses of the results of the presidential election, most of them tend to think this is a really good thing. The Egyptian people are taking back their own country. Mubarak PM got the old pink slip. And now the Egyptian High Court is moving to undo all those draconian powers that the military interim government, the junta, imposed on June 13th. Remember when it looked like the election was going to go to the guy from the Muslim Brotherhood? And the military council said, well, we're going to grab all the powers to ourselves. We'll make the laws. We'll do this. We'll do that. The president's just going to be a figurehead anyway. And one of the powers they gave to themselves was the army is allowed to arrest civilians without trial and without cause, much as Obama has come out with here with draconian laws here, where the military can arrest U.S. citizens and throw them in Guantanamo. But the Egyptian High Court has ruled that the Military Council of Egypt doesn't have that authority. And so that is a major blow. The army is not going to be able to go out and just grab people standing up and saying, we think we should have a civilian government in this country. So that's a major, you know, the pushback against the counter-revolution is underway. There was the revolution, Mubarak went, then there was the counter-revolution, Mubarak's people back into power with U.S. support. And the counter-revolution is stuttering. They got the Muslim Brotherhood's president, and now the courts are telling the military junta, you can't do that. So the counter-revolution's staggering right now. Major foreign policy failure for the United States government. Major embarrassment. And they don't really care all that much about Egypt. It's just maintaining that illusion of infallibility that the U.S. can go into any country and just mess around with its internal affairs to its heart's content and get away with it all. Of course, we know from history that doesn't always work. That's why Castro's in power in Cuba. That's why the Shah got kicked out of Iran in 1979, because the U.S. is not infallible. The U.S. has a long history of major foreign policy whoopsies. And following that, the United States, rather than admit they've messed up, you know, will declare the newly freed nation to be an enemy. They're terrorists. We must invade and reconquer them. This is more of what I was talking about yesterday with the analogy with the fall of the Roman Empire. Whereas the military and political and economic might of Rome itself began to deteriorate, those outlying provinces began breaking away, saying, oh, the heck with that. We'll just run our own affairs and not send our money to Rome anymore. And that's what's going on here. Now, very troubling aspect out of the White House website. Obama has sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, basically declaring that Russia's stockpile of weapons-grade uranium is now a threat to the United States. We're going to start demonizing the Russians now because they're a nuclear power. I cannot tell you how dangerous this is. Obama is basically setting the stage for war with Russia. And those people really do have weapons of mass destruction and the rockets to hoist them all across the planet. And I know Barack Obama and Joe Biden are happy and comfortable. There are bomb-proof shelters under the White House. Dick Cheney put in a bomb-proof shelter underneath the vice president's mansion, right next door to that really cool telescope at the Naval Observatory. And they've been screaming about Iran's nuclear, non-existent nuclear weapons and Iraq's non-existent nuclear weapons. Now they're going to start saying, oh, Russia can't be allowed to keep a huge volume of weapons-grade uranium anymore. That's really none of your business, Mr. Obama. And you're courting a disaster by taking us to war with Russia. I think from Obama's point of view, he's looking at the 10 wars he's already got, and they don't work as a distraction anymore. We're all still focused on the economic meltdown, and we understand the cause of the economic meltdown isn't Iraq, isn't Iran, isn't Syria, isn't Libya, isn't Russia. It is the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and government corruption in Washington, D.C. And we're not going to let him put it off on, oh, it's all the fault of World War III. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching on the news. They are pushing this Turkey-Syria thing as hard as they can. They're now claiming Turkey is, Syria and Turkey are saying that there's a border clash already, that Syria is threatening Turkey's borders. We don't know. The only fighting that's going on up there are against these paid mercenaries coming across the border from Turkey into Syria. And now Turkey is trying to claim this represents a threat to their border by Syria. So, I mean, it is a crock. Just totally. All righty. Other situations coming out here. Apparently, there are leaked memos related to the 2009 escalation of the war in Afghanistan. And basically, the CIA was reporting, and they said an escalation in Afghanistan was a bad idea. And apparently Obama just ignored that, went ahead, and it turned out to be a bad idea. And Obama just isn't concerned with the facts on the ground. He's being told what to do and who to kill and how many of your children to send to kill them. And basically, that's what he's doing. And he's not thinking about the end results. And somebody wrote an article about how the downfall of America is that every president wants to be a war president. They want to be remembered for great military adventures. And it's really weird because the last true war president we had was Eisenhower, who led the Allies to victory in Europe and knew what war was. And he was probably the most anti-war war president for the simple reason he had been there. Have you ever noticed that all these bozos in Washington, D.C., and pardon my chauvinism, bozettes in Washington, D.C., who are so gung-ho for war, have never actually fought in one? Their kids are not on the front lines. They don't have to deal with those cheap metal boxes and Chinese-made American flags coming back off the airplane. It's easy to be all gung-ho for war if you yourself aren't going to go there, which is why I keep telling everybody, you should print out the official enlistment form for the U.S. military and have copies with you. And every time you hear somebody saying, oh, yeah, we need to go to war against Syria, we need to go to war against Iran, just hand them the document, say, fill it out. You know, and I know the recruiters personally. I would be happy to drop that off on the way home from work today. And just put them right on the spot. If they come back and say, I already served, say, great, they need experienced people. If you think this war is necessary, but because I'm tired of all these people over here trying to tell our kids what a great time they're going to have over there. If it's that much fun, what are you doing here? If it's that wonderful, why aren't you still there? If you were having such a great time, why did you come home? Now, last night there was kind of an interesting story. Iraq had indicated they were going to shut down 44 foreign media outlets and a couple of domestic ones as well, operating inside Iraq. And, of course, the reaction to that was immediately, what have you got to hide? And Iraq apparently took that to heart, and they have backed off the decision today, and they say, no, keep on doing what you're doing. But obviously, Iraq is not happy about some of the reporting that's going on. Basically, every one of these countries that the U.S. has tried to invade and conquer, the news coming out of it is not good. And they're trying to control that news flow, and it's not really succeeding very well. Now, as you know, Vladimir Putin is in Israel right now, had a meeting with Netanyahu. And here's kind of an interesting story. There was a photo taken of them after they came out of the meeting. And the body language was just amazing. And it basically told us that Putin said, no, we're not going to step back and let you invade Iran and Syria. And you could tell by Netanyahu's face, he was on the verge of a tantrum. Like any second, he was going to throw himself on the floor and start kicking and crying and say, I want to win. And I copied the picture and I made a cartoon out of it to illustrate the article. And not too long after that, the original source picture at the source article was taken down because apparently everybody was looking at the body language of Netanyahu and realizing that Putin backed him right down, something that obviously our leadership in Washington, D.C. has been unable to do. So Putin is completing his political diplomatic tour of Israel, and he's gone to the West Bank to take a look around at what Israel has been doing. And he toured a key Christian shrine. Now, you remember when these sports teams were touring Israel and they said, oh, no, you go to the West Bank, can't go to Gaza, but you must go to the Yad Vashem Memorial. You must get your indoctrination with the Holocaust and everything. And they made a big deal about you make them go. And Putin apparently said, I will set my own agenda. Thank you very much. And he went through the West Bank and he toured a Christian shrine and basically stated that Russia has no problem recognizing a Palestinian state. So Netanyahu's definitely thinking about sicking the Americans on Russia right now, which explained that letter by Obama to the House Speaker about, Russia has weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, we know the Rosenbergs gave them to them, and so did Jonathan Pollard. Speaking of the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial, as you're probably aware, it got vandalized with graffiti. And they finally arrested the perpetrators. It turned out to be three ultra-Orthodox Jewish men who were spray-painting it with all these things. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Some developments on this whole Turkey-Syria situation here. Russia today is reporting there are military clashes in Damascus involving the Republican Guards headquarters and apparently trying to basically go after Assad. These are British forces reported on the ground in Damascus. Russia today is saying that apparently the U.S. and Israel have realized that this idea of trying to claim this is a popular uprising has failed, and they're going to go for a decapitation strike. They're just going to get Assad, either with British commandos or a cruise missile or whatever. They're just going to get him and say, oh, he's gone. We're going to put our own government in. CNN and other sources, we just put this up at whatreallyhappened.com, are reporting that the Turkish army is massing on Syria's border. It's just going to be an outright invasion. And after that, it will be Iran, and then it really will be a total World War III. And I know I've said this before, and I'm going to go on saying it again, and I need you to go out to everybody you know and tell them what is really going on here. The private central bankers and the government have gotten themselves into a hideous, horrendous financial mess, and they can't back out of it without admitting to the world that it was a crooked system to begin with. So they're going to start a world war to distract everybody, to blame the crash on and say, yes, it's a horrible time, but we're fighting a world war and starvation is the new social norm. Because that's what worked in 1907, World War I, crash of 29, World War II, crash of 2008. Here we are. We've already invaded 10 nations on 2 countries. They're just looking for something to galvanize it and say, yes, it really is a world war. When Pearl Harbor happened, there were already skirmishes all over the planet, Battle of the Atlantic, Flying Tigers in China, invasion of China by Japan, just all of that stuff going on. And then Pearl Harbor, oh, it's a world war now. That's what they're aiming at, because they can't think of anything else to do. That is how sick and psychotic and sociopathic the government is. They have messed up. They have destroyed the greatest nation on earth, but they cannot admit failure to themselves or to the people. They cannot back off their policies because they don't want to admit the policies were flawed. So for lack of any better ideas on how to fix the mess, they're just going to blow it all up. And again, my concern here is the United States does not have the manpower, even with all these instant citizens that Obama just created. It doesn't have the money, because nobody trusts those paper notes that the Federal Reserve is printing up with wild, reckless abandon. And it doesn't have the manufacturing to win a new global war, which means sometime between right now and the U.S. government's final capitulation, they're going to start turning those little brass keys in the silos. And that's going to be a bad day for everybody. So, yeah, and of course now CNN has moved away from Turkey, talking about Patrick Swayze's wife fights in his name. Yes, that's what you should be paying attention to. Pay no attention to this little world war we're trying to start over here. You know, we'll let you know when it's time to pay attention to the war and send your children off to die in wars on Syria. But apparently they've got commandos in Damascus trying to get Assad. They're going for a decapitation strike. They may try and do that with Iran as well. And, you know, Russia has sent very clear diplomatic messages. We're not going to be Neville Chamberlain any longer. They're courting a world war. They're going to blow it up because they can't think of anything better to do. And they'll feel really good about that. Oh, yeah, we messed the economy and the government, and we lost our manufacturing and all these really dumb things. But, you know, we've got a war now, and we can feel good about the war. We'll make up more gold things to hang on the wall, and we'll put ribbons and medals on ourselves so that we can feel really good when we look in the mirror and don't have to face up to our failures. That's what that Nobel Peace Prize is they gave Obama, so he doesn't look at what an absolute failure as a peacemaker he's actually been. You know, I was going to do this a little later in the show because there's a whole bunch of stories about Apple computer problems are starting to come up. And as we mentioned yesterday, Apple has withdrawn their advertising that says they're immune to viruses and hackers, because they're not and they never were. But they were always saying it. Now it's not part of their advertising anymore because of the most recent virus attacks. Apple is going down the dark side to planned obsolescence. They're changing the interface on the new iPhone, so you're going to have to buy all new accessories. Apparently, they're abandoning the Mobile Me cloud interface in order to sell you yet another product down the road. People are very, very upset with that. We know what an absolute nightmare and disaster Microsoft has been, and all these acquisitions and mergers of software companies have created a whole new generation of software tools that are just fraught with problems. And on top of that, you have all the computer hackers and everything going on. And I wanted to mention that I think looking at the behavior of the computer industry validates John Nash's observation in refuting Adam Smith, saying that everybody being personally greedy does not move society forward. I think everybody being personally greedy in the computer hardware and software industry has crippled our society. We have 300 million Americans all trying to use computers with operating systems with thousands of known bugs and open issues, constant patches. We were talking about this computer system in the new Ford truck that keeps rebooting. They've got everything running through it, the air conditioning and all. Why do you need a computer to run the air conditioner? Set temperature, set blower, you're done. Why have to go through all this ding, 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 ding on the computer thing? Well, because it's new and it's cool and it's hip. And we're all struggling constantly with dealing with these computer issues. And we know that this same software is in America's weapons systems. I was shocked to find out that Windows is used on the cruise missiles. And so not only have we basically crippled our nation's ability to be productive, no wonder we can't compete with other countries. We're all crippled. We're cursed with bad tools. And our military is cursed with bad weapons. And that's another reason we can't win this next world war. And we're being led to suicide. The Judas goat in the White House is leading us all to the slaughterhouse. Remember, as you follow the flock, you're going to step in sheep poo, in deference to the FCC. Please don't be a sheep any longer. Please don't go off the cliff into this war. We're going to lose this one. All right. Getting back to other situations, the stuff that the government doesn't want you thinking about. There is a story floating around Europe that there was an organized cyber bank raid in Italy's banks, Germany's banks, and Dutch banks that looted 60 million euros from bank accounts. That's what we're being told. But we already know there is a bad habit of bankers when they mess up their bookkeeping system, when they run short of cash, to start blaming it on computers. We know that's what happened with Ulster Bank, NatWest, RBS, that disaster is still going on. They're now trying to blame computer maintenance from India. Oh, that's why it's taking so long to fix. No, it isn't. It's a bank holiday. They don't have the money to handle their transactions for their customers, and they're stalling for time until somebody comes in with a bailout, and it's not going to happen. This may be it. This 60 million euros. Oh, it's somebody stole from our computers. You know, we need the taxpayers to throw another 60 billion in here, or 60 million rather, I'm sorry, 60 million euros. That may just be their cash shortfall. And once the money shows up, oh, we're back in business. ATM started working. Computer problems went away. But Greece is in a disaster. Germany's screaming, you got to cut back. There's nothing left to cut back. Spain has just maxed out their credit card to the ECB. Apparently, one of the stories out of the NatWest computer failure, guy got arrested, apparently on a minor infraction on a Friday. Wanted to pay his bail with his ATM card from NatWest. The NatWest ATM card wouldn't pay. He wound up having to spend the entire weekend in prison. Now, the Royal Bank of Scotland, since it got rescued by the taxpayers, has laid off 30,000 people, including more than 20,000 in the United Kingdom. And it's sending all of its work abroad. I would imagine that a responsible, prudent, wise government, before they shovel a couple of $1 trillion of the taxpayers' money into the financial system, they say there's a couple of strings attached. One is that you spend this money back inside the nation whose taxpayers paid for it all. You don't take all this money and then say, thanks a lot, and we're out of here, and you head off to India, like Wells Fargo just got done doing. Meanwhile, here in the United States, things are looking worse and worse. Stockton, California, is going into bankruptcy, and they're going to be the largest U.S. city ever to file for bankruptcy. And apparently the creditors wouldn't cut them any slack. By going into bankruptcy, they can basically invoke force majeure on all their public worker contracts. So once again, the bankers and the money junkies mess up the economy, mess up the pension funds, crash the banks with the mortgage-backed security fraud, and what does the city government do? Well, we're going to turn around and say, we got to screw the teachers and the policemen and the firefighters and all those people, because they can't fight back. They can't hurt us. They sink. Interesting article by Joseph Stiglitz. We have up at whatreallyhappened.com. The American dream is now a myth. Basically, he's saying that our generation, we worked hard in pursuit of this American dream, only to see all of that wealth siphoned off of us. The average American, the 99%ers, have lost half their net worth in the last 3 years alone. Everything you worked for, an entire lifetime's worth of achievement economically, is being siphoned off and stripped away from you. I love that line that George Carlin had about, it's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. And he was absolutely right. Absolutely right. By the way, a little side note, kind of a little factoid you should keep in mind. We're all talking about, you know, Greece and Spain and Italy and France and all the problems over there. The U.S. deficit is higher than that in the Eurozone. The wealth differential in the United States is greater than it was in Egypt at the time of their revolution. The rest of the world, Iceland, Egypt, Eurozone, they're making the Americans look like a bunch of just total cowards. Can't stand up for ourselves. Can't stand up for our rights. Yes, please. Thank you. Take my money. Take my children. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Now, there's another phenomenon that is taking place all across America. And this comes under that category of we're going to dump all the problems onto the American people. And when I read this next story, I went back and I dug out that failed policy graphic and I attached it to the story. And I know I ran it yesterday, but it's worth a repeat. About all these historical moments where the U.S. government simply grabs the wealth of the people and transfers it to the bank so the bank can loan it back to the people at interest. And this is a new variation on that theme. And this goes back to Stockton, which is going into bankruptcy. It's also hit Scranton, Pennsylvania. And basically what it is the state governments as public enterprises, like parking garages, hockey arenas, things like that, as they go out of business and are no longer able to pay their debts, those debts are simply being transferred onto the taxpayers. And there's no vote, there's no election, there's no request if the taxpayers are cool with this, it's just what they're doing. In the book, The Name of the Rose, and I think it's also in the movie, by Umberto Eco, who's a fabulous writer, if a little pretentious in his later works. And there's this wonderful line, and it just sticks with you. It says, the poor are always made to pay for all. All the great ones, the great religious leaders, the great kings, the princes, the potentates, the nobility, every time they mess up, the poor are made to pay for it all. Lose a war, well, we got to make up tribute to the victor. We take it from the poor. And that's exactly what's going on here again. And it will go on when poor stand up and say, enough is enough is enough is enough is enough. Now, over this last weekend, there were these military exercises that involved tanks on the streets of cities like St. Louis. And we're getting this. It's just a training exercise. We're just training to have an operation in the streets of St. Louis. Really, are you expecting the Russians to march down the streets of St. Louis? It's obvious this is a preparation. This is a psychological operation to remind Americans, don't you dare stand up and fight against the money junkies because they've got the guns they'll point at you. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing stories in the media about how they're going to put troops on the streets to cut down on crime. Obviously, the definition of crime has seriously changed in recent times because I don't remember any crimes that require tanks on the streets unless crime means standing up and saying no more, we won't pay for Wall Street, so forth and so on. I know the U.S. government and the money junkies understand they've pushed this nation to the edge of a revolution. And they're waving their guns around to try and deter it just a little tiny bit. But all it's going to take is another Kent State incident, and it will flash up. Remember, Kent State, looking back on it, appears to have been deliberately started by an FBI informant who fired a starter pistol, convincing the National Guard that the peace marchers were shooting at them. And the National Guard fired in retaliation. And the public outcry from that was the beginning of the end of the war machine in the United States of America. So I think all of these troops on the street thing, it's for show. We're there. We're watching you. We will keep you crushed down. And it only works as long as you believe. But you need to go back out and you need to look at that little tiny dot video. There aren't that many soldiers. There aren't that many tanks. Tanks can't go a lot of places. When 300 million Americans decide they've had enough, all the uniforms and tanks and decoration and gold things on the wall aren't going to stop them. That's what happened in Iceland. That's what happened in Egypt. and the U.S. government and the Israel's government and the money junkies are trying to conquer as many countries as they can before more and more of the slaves start breaking free. The provinces are revolting. We must restore Rome's imperial glory by crushing them down. That's what's going on here. So if you start seeing stories about how all these soldiers and all these guns and all this armor on the streets to cut down crime, when was the last time it took a tank to stop a mugging or to break the hold up of 7-Eleven? That's not what it's there for. It's there to keep you in your slave pens. We'll be back after these commercials.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Somebody in the chat room was saying, well, one good thing about tanks in the streets is it will deter the jaywalkers. And I would have to concede that's probably going to work here. We're going to grab a phone call. Tate in Detroit. Aloha, Tate. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to talk about Fast and Furious for a moment. I have a hard time believing, and, well, the right would have us believe that the State Department let these weapons go down without any repayment, you know, nothing like that. To me, this reeks of the Clinton Chronicles.
Yes.
I have a hard time believing that. And what I think is that they were getting drugs or money up so the big unit, Hillary Clinton at the State Department, could run her secret covert wars to hire mercenaries over in Syria, possibly Egypt, you know, around the world to destabilize governments, to isolate Iran, and this may be a way that she helped fund that.
Well, there's another dimension to that, and that is the reality that the U.S. has been pushing for this North American Union, a merging of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, which is a big part of this whole let's pretend we don't actually have a border between Mexico and the United States that Obama is pushing. But in order to do that, at some point, the governments of Mexico and Canada are going to have to be brought down. And the reason back in 2009 that the government of Mexico was complaining about the flood of arms coming down is the arms were going to the drug cartels who were now basically opposing militarily the Mexican government's efforts to shut the drug traffic down. And so the Mexico was saying, you guys are arming the wrong side. You're arming the people who are shooting the legitimate government of this land. And Hillary said, well, it's not our fault. The American people are just buying guns and shipping them down there. Now we know it's a covert operation. The U.S. was sending guns down to the Mexican drug cartels just exactly the same way they were sending guns down to the Nicaraguan Contras.
Yep.
And it was all being paid for with drugs that were smuggled back, sold in the streets of America. The money was being laundered and filtered back through, and everybody was getting rich on the scheme. And I am absolutely convinced that Fast and Furious is a repeat of that whole Iran-Contra gun and drug running operation. And that's why there's so much political pressure to try and just shut down the topic.
And these weapons didn't go down with some kind of RFID tracking devices and way to keep track of them, which they didn't want to get them back. They wanted them to flood all over the place to destabilize, like you said. And I'm mm-hmm. sure line a lot of politicians' pockets. So I just thought that was an angle I don't hear people even addressing. I mean, of course you are and others, but you know, in the mainstream, all they want to say is, oh, it's just to create gun control, you know, way more than that.
Well, it is way more than that, and I would be curious to find out if these guns that wound up in the hands of the cartels were devoid of serial numbers, because that was an aspect of the original Iran-Contra, that they were manufacturing copies of the lower receivers in and around Arkansas while Bill Clinton was governor there. And the receivers were manufactured without any kind of serial number. So they were untraceable. They were, in a word, deniable. And I would speculate that probably the weapons that are going south into the hands of the cartels, courtesy of the U.S. government, are probably equally untraceable and equally deniable. But they got caught again, same thing as they did with the Contra situation. And now they're trying to basically cover it up and say, oh, we had a noble motive for doing this. We were going to trace the guns into the hands of the drug cartel. Well, yeah, you know the cartel has guns. It's a foreign country. There is no jurisdiction for the U.S. to be down there in Mexico anyway. So that story just doesn't hold up. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.